All right, so I hope I've convinced you that anxiety is a problem that we should pay attention to. So I want to just talk now a little bit about what anxiety is, because it's actually a really normal emotion. And I'm talking about here disorders and problematic anxiety, but anxiety itself is very normal. We all experience it. And I'm sure just even getting here on a Friday morning and to Sydney through Sydney traffic, that I'm sure some of you experienced it to get here on time by 9 o'clock. It's a really normal experience. There are three different components to that normal experience of anxiety or fear. There's what happens in your body, what happens in your mind, and also kind of your actions. And I'll tell you about a recent time when I felt nervous. I did get a little bit nervous on the way into this morning, but I'll tell you about another time that happened more, that was more kind of prominent for me. I was lucky enough to have some friends going skiing in the school holidays. It was only a couple of weeks ago. That feels like it was much longer, but the first 2 weeks of term felt long. Anyway, so we were lucky enough to go skiing, and we had been skiing before with my kids. I've got an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old, but we hadn't been for a while, and we were really looking forward to it. It was really exciting, but we got onto the chairlift for the first time, and I was, you know, prior to this feeling really excited, but then as I sat on the chair and as the chairlift took off and I was starting to kind of get a little bit higher off the ground, all of a sudden, completely out of the blue for me, my stomach just disappeared and I started to get really nervous. And I could feel my heart rate, my heart beating faster, and I, you know, you get that feeling in your legs where you kind of lose and get that kind of jittery feeling. And so this was the first cue to me that I was feeling nervous. And while that was what I first recognized, when I sat back and thought what was going on, I realized there was a whole lot of thoughts going through my head. And we only ever feel nervous or scared when we think something bad is going to happen. And so for me, as I was sitting there in the chairlift, I was thinking, oh my gosh, what if I stack when I get off the lift? What if everyone laughs at me, or I, you know, spend half the time going down the lift? Or what if I fall off the lift? So kind of all of these, you know, negative thoughts were going through my head. And this is what was triggering this feeling of nervousness. And interestingly enough, my daughter was sitting beside me on the chairlift. It was just the two of us. And she said, oh, Mum, I'm feeling really nervous. So here I was sitting here trying to deal with my own anxiety. And she started to say, I'm really scared that something bad's going to happen. So luckily, we were only at the beginning of the lift, and we had the whole lift to process it. And her mum's a psychologist, so, you know, she had a few strategies up her belt that I could help myself as well as her. But the kind of my immediate reaction, that kind of the third part of the anxiety component, is really what we want to do. While I was trapped on a lift and I couldn't actually get off the lift, that was my immediate reaction, is how can I get out of this situation right now? And that is what our normal reaction is when we feel scared about something. It's really normal to want to get away from it and try and run away as far as possible. It's a bit difficult for me to do that, but stuck in a chairlift. But that is what our normal reaction is. But that is actually a really important part that keeps anxiety going for people with anxiety problems, by staying away from situations that you feel scared of, you never learn that actually the threat wasn't as bad as what you thought. I managed to stay upright most of the time on the ski trip, which was really good for me. But anyway, I worried more than what I needed to be. But just to demonstrate that this is a really normal process, that everybody experiences anxiety. For people with anxiety disorders, this anxiety switches on more often and more frequently. It's not any different to how any of us experience anxiety, but it just happens more regularly and more intensely, and at times when you don't necessarily want it to happen. But important to think about those three different parts: what happens in your body, and that is often the first cue; what goes through your mind, and that's a really key component; and then also what your actions are. So let me tell you about the different types of anxiety disorders that present. So again, the anxiety isn't any different, just that it happens more often and more intensely for people with an anxiety disorder. So there are lots of different types of anxiety problems, and this is often really difficult to understand, because some people will feel really confident in some situations, but then really nervous in other situations, and that's that is part of the process. But often, people present with different types of anxiety. So here I've got some examples on the slide of just different types. So there's separation anxiety. I'll talk about that in a bit more detail. More generalized anxiety and social anxiety and specific phobia. I'll talk about those four. Panic disorder, I'm not going to spend too much time talking about, because this is something that really doesn't present until really late adolescence. Kids will experience a lot of panic and panic symptoms, but not panic disorder where they're worried about those symptoms happening in the future. It doesn't tend to happen until late adolescence. And just in terms of, I've just got some figures there of the types of presentations that we see in our clinic, just to demonstrate that when kids present for treatment in our clinic, they rarely present with just one of these types of anxiety problems. They don't really just present with separation anxiety, they'll present with a number of different types. So you can see there that only 9% actually present with just one of these types of anxiety problems. And lots of other comorbidities presenting with a depression, particularly in adolescence, and other behaviour disorders as well. All right, so let me just talk a little bit about social anxiety. This is one of the really common types of anxiety disorders that present. And this is where kids or young people are really consumed about what other people think of them. They're worried about doing something that is going to make people laugh at them, worrying about being judged negatively, or people just thinking poorly of them. Now, this, again, is a really normal experience for adolescents. All adolescents have worry about what other kids think of them. But a child with social anxiety disorder is completely consumed by these thoughts. They can't think about anything else, and they're always in their heads thinking, what is that person thinking of me? Am I doing the right thing? Are they going to laugh at me? What if I get it wrong? And of all of these thoughts just constantly going around in their head. I'm just thinking about an example. This is not an actual picture of her, but just to prompt the kind of developmental stage she was at. A girl presented at our clinic, Isabel, a few months ago, and she was completely consumed by what other people think of her. She was quite had always been a shy child, but she never put a hand up in class. She was really bright. And was doing really well in school for most of the time, unless there was something that she had to actually ask questions about or learn new information by kind of interacting with others. So it did start to really impact on her life. She would never do presentations. She skipped school probably a couple of times a month. And this was also really starting to impact on her friendships. So while she had a lot of friends in primary school, her kind of number of friends really dropped off by the time she got to high school, and was also starting to develop mood problems because people weren't asking her to parties anymore, and so she was getting less invitations. And so this kind of fed into her belief about herself that nobody liked her, and kind of she started to develop mood problems as well. So this is kind of a typical example of a child with social anxiety. And parents will often report that they've always been this way, that they've always been shy, but it's not just shyness. It's that their shyness really has an impact on them being able to interact in their daily life. All right, so generalized anxiety is another type of anxiety that often goes hand in hand with social anxiety as well, but we refer to it as something slightly different. It's worry. So it's not worry about social situations, it's worry about anything. Everyday things like, are they going to get into trouble at school? Is the teacher going to yell at them? Have they forgotten their school book? Who's the teacher going to be? What's happening in the world? Is there a terrorist attack going to happen today? Am I going to be late for the bus? Is there going to be a tsunami? Are mum and dad going to break up? Just this constant worry all the time about bad things that could go wrong. It's not about anything specific necessarily. But just lots of different worry about different things, and these children will have lots of reassurance-seeking questions, and this is often a really key indicator of a child with generalised anxieties that they ask lots of questions. What's going to happen, Mum? Particularly on the way to school, there's this repetitive nature of their questions. What if, have I got it right? And constant checking in. And I've got a 10-year-old boy recently who he was constantly worried about getting into trouble at school. And he was often asking lots of questions on the way to school and worrying a lot about getting his work right. So he'd spend a lot of time on his homework and getting his work looking perfect because he was terrified that he was going to get in trouble from the teacher. And this was really all-consuming. He had lots of stomach aches all the time. He had troubles going to school because this was... going to sleep at night because this was the time he spent worrying. So he would when he got into bed, he would start thinking about what was happening the next day. And so he had real troubles getting off to sleep at night. All right, another type of anxiety is separation anxiety. Again, slightly different, where these children worry about being away from their parents and that something awful is going to happen either to them or to their parents if they have to separate. And so there's worry about this all the time, a lot of stomach aches and a lot of trying to avoid having to separate. So these children will often sleep in their parents' bed, which you can imagine how interfering that can be in the family, and the child actually just following the parent around all the time and not wanting to separate. This is much less common in adolescents. It does present, but it is much less common much more common in young children. And again, this, you know, I'm talking about anxiety disorders, and lots of kids when they first go to school will experience some separation anxiety, and that's really normal, and that's not the type of anxiety I'm talking about. I'm talking about when it gets to the point where it really interferes with a child's life, and that's the point where we would call it a disorder. And specific phobia, this is another common type of fear that children experience. Here's some different pictures. There's lots of different things that people can be fearful of. If you're afraid of spiders, I apologise. I did try and find the cutest picture I could of a spider. That's really hard to do. I've got a nice puppy picture to hopefully counteract if you do have a spider fear. But these are lots of different things that kids might be fearful of, whether it be the dark, which is really common, or spiders or needles. But again, it has to interfere with the child's life in order for us to think it is a problem and worthy of treatment.